For this very belated Halloween season video, I thought we might delve into something that might be, for some, a little uncomfortable, and for others quite spooky, depending on how you think about it. Other than intelligent technological life, of which we know of only ourselves, we tend to look at the universe as a process within science, a great unfolding event of matter and energy, a saga that, in a way, always follows certain rules, and thus can be figured out, to at least a degree, predicted and understood. But there are aspects of it that may be too difficult to understand completely, questions science may not be able to answer, or are fraught with so many unmeasurable things that there may actually be a limit somewhere on just what science can know about the universe. Maybe there is a brick wall somewhere that we, and for that matter aliens, never get past. But in recent years, there have been murmurings that maybe the way we think about the universe may not be the complete picture, for a completely different reason than the unknown and potentially unknowable. It may be a problem with the core philosophies in how we see the world, including science. One reason for this is very basic, perhaps profoundly so. It's the question of what does it actually mean to be conscious? We have consciousness, indeed we define it, at least currently. But what does it actually mean? Are we less conscious than an octopus or an aardvark? More so, at least we like to think so. But ultimately, it really is ambiguous. There can be a lot of interesting ideas about consciousness that can reach rather far out there, but that's a product of not really knowing very much about it. Yet consciousness exists. We're all here. We don't have a great explanation for it, leading to different philosophical viewpoints on it and just what it represents. You have everything from materialism, and that it is just the result of the brain's connections and complexity, all the way to that it is more than the sum of its parts. But what is overwhelmingly clear is that, in a sense, consciousness is a very real property of the universe. We are part of the universe, and thus so is consciousness. This universe can make consciousness cease, but at its most basic, for better or worse, we represent the universe observing and knowing itself, something that is even sometimes said in physics. Perhaps so does the octopus or the bear. Life is the eyes and ears, the perception of the universe, even if the universe may not even know it. As a hard science-minded person, even I have to recognize that. The observable universe is beyond extensive. It is all that we can see and beyond. That the octopus cannot see. The observable universe consists of varying estimates of the numbers of galaxies that can extend into the trillions. The thing is, the galaxies are not uniformly distributed. They cluster, and those clusters form superclusters. And there are connections between the clusters in the form of threads, known as galactic filaments, that stretch across enormous distances of space. Those in turn are surrounded by voids, where there are very few galaxies, other than various odd, perhaps lonely, strays. The strange thing is, the matter distribution of the observable universe also looks a lot like the human brain, at least in a sense. In other words, if you look at the neural connections of a human brain, they do sort of look like the distribution of galaxies that we can see, though for radically different reasons. One has to do with gravity, the other has to do with how cells interact with each other, a big problem to be sure. Neurons in the human brain form clusters and connect with each other. These connections are in the form of axons, and those are really just long nerve fibers. But they kind of look like the filaments of galaxy clusters, at least superficially. Now that would mean it's entirely superficial, just like pareidolia. You can look for patterns in the clouds, or in geological formations that look like something else that's familiar, but really have no connection to it. It's not reality, but an optical illusion created by the human brain. But the thing is, work in science was actually done on this idea about the structures of the universe. And it may be more complicated than an illusion. In a 2020 paper by Franco Vaza, an astrophysicist, and Alberto Filetti, a neuroscientist, link in the description below, they looked at the structure of the brain versus the structure of the universe, and the similarities actually got spooky, to the point of being a remarkable similarity. They found in that paper that when you look at a millimeter of a human brain and a 300 million light-year sample of the universe, which is sort of problematic, that has to be said, they really do look very similar in some ways. Galaxies are indeed connected through gravitational interaction and interaction in the electromagnetic spectrum. So there actually is information passing between them on some level. That's also happening in the brain. It's electrochemical interaction doing it over a network of cells. But somehow there is complex information, thoughts, coming out of that in the brain. Even though, yeah, it's just electricity and chemicals doing it. That's not too far from gravity and light. Except when you think about time. In that respect, things start getting different. The universe is expanding, and it's already huge, so interactions between distant galaxies, connected they are, is hampered by the speed of light. And the propagation of gravity also travels at that speed. And because the universe is expanding, this connection of galaxies is resulting in slower and slower interaction. Brains don't do this. They can degrade, get damaged and altered, shrink, but your head is your head. They do not expand. And then they eventually die and cease all functionality. But that takes time as well, on short scales though it is. And it happens through age and death. Well, the universe may also decline and die. Both the brain and the universe are degrading in a sense, and eventually face death as we know it. Though the universe may leave a corpse, but we may leave a skeleton. The parallels are still there. But time and entropy is the universe's oyster. It's a property of it. So does it really need to interact as fast as our brains do? Not really. It has trillions of years more life left in it, and its interactions will continue. So does time really matter to the universe? Well, only until it gets to the point of increasingly less interactivity. Otherwise, the universe remains young. To get into more detail, so neurons fire an average of 5 to 50 times a second. That's solidly fast. Most signals in the brain do not travel long distances, a few millimeters, though about a fifth of them do travel longer distances, which bridges the entire brain. But actually, the propagation in the cells is much slower than the speed of light, about 100 meters a second, barely a fraction of the speed of light. But the brain is also very compact, which favors it. The universe works differently. It's at the very least 90 billion light years across, which means a beam of light takes 90 billion years to cross the entirety of the universe as it is right now. Remember, it's expanding. But in the past, the universe was much smaller, so it could have, in theory, communicated with now distant parts that it effectively no longer can. That's not very brain-like, but one must remember that instantaneous something can occur with quantum entanglement, and some particles that now lie across the universe from each other remain entangled from when they were close. In the end, the universe has been able to send only about 1,000 messages across the entire universe since the Big Bang. That is the estimate. A human brain can do that in minutes or less. Shorter range is much easier, but still takes years to millions of years or more. So if the universe does function like a brain, it clearly is not thinking very much. But there is a problem. We know quantum non-locality exists. Plenty of physicists suspect other dimensions where size and distance is not a factor. And we don't know that we aren't missing ways the universe can be interconnected that we are still unaware of that lie within future new physics. And then there are wormholes. While stable large-scale wormholes do not appear that they could be stable, we really don't know how they work on the quantum scale, offering another avenue for some kind of instantaneous connectivity in the universe that may well pervade every part of it constantly. And then there are black holes and whether they can destroy information. So classically, as we understand it, once you pass the event horizon of a black hole, you cannot get out because you'd need to travel faster than the speed of light to escape. But what of non-local connections between points inside the horizon and outside it? That might allow information to escape a black hole, or it may not. We just don't know, and we don't really know enough about gravity. It remains largely a mystery, and one possible explanation for dark matter is that it doesn't exist, and only appears to because gravity is being multiplied in normal matter and spread out because of non-local connections involving gravity. Can information transfer that way? Well, the answer seems to be yes. And with non-local connections, the issue of the expansion of the universe goes away and no longer matters. I'm skeptical of a thinking universe, but it is an idea out there in physics. But without that non-locality aspect, in a way, you could think of the universe that as it expands, and if it thinks, which cannot be physically ruled out, then it is essentially falling asleep, or something like that. So I leave you with a question. Philip K. Dick once titled a very famous novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? That very famously became the film version, Blade Runner. So I ask tonight a greater variation on the question. Do universes dream of electrochemical humans? Well, you're here, aren't you? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, worried about the electric sheep. I don't really think a robotic sheep is a good idea. It just seems like something that could easily get out of hand. And I shudder to contemplate a robotic possum. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we dream.